Hey guys, welcome back to
Deuces.
Hello, welcome back to our second episode of Duo. We're two
Duo?
Isn't that what it's called?
It's called Deuces.
Deuces, regardless. All right. Deuces, we're two 20-year-old, mid-20s men talk about Vampire Diaries and if Stefan or Damon will end up with Elena. One guy hasn't started, the other one has made it to season 5. You are now listening to Deuces.
Was that supposed to be your intro?
Yeah, that's my intro.
Oh, okay.
I'm really, I want to start every time like that.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch that. I hope you know that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to inform you. So, we've jumped ahead like 2 seasons between the last time we talked. Damon, the hot one, got a haircut, and man, does he look good.
Hot as in like when Chris Hemsworth got a haircut?
Yes, like that. Right, so, you know how like sometimes when guys have like longer hair, it's really like, it's longer in the back?
Yeah.
Right, so like the first 4 seasons, that's how his hair was, you know, kind of longer, a little shaggy, and it was on his neck, kind of like Harry Potter a lot. And then just like in Harry Potter number 5, he gets a haircut, you know, but you know.
Yeah, but that wasn't part of the movie, or?
No, but I'm just saying he looks better because he got a haircut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Looks hot.
Yeah. I mean, he was always hot. He just looks hotter now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he's with the girl of his dreams, Elena, and then his stupid brother, who also used to date Elena, you know, she has all these conflicting feelings, like, do I hang out with, do I date Stefan? Do I date Damon? You know, like, who do I spend my love with? And then it got me thinking about you, right? So you and your, a big topic of the show is, like, destiny, like, people who are meant to be together will always, like, come back together, or will, like...
Wait, this show?
Yeah.
Or the... Okay.
Vampire Diaries. Okay. And it's a lot about, like, people who are meant to be together, like, finding their way through everything. And then I was thinking, like, you and your baby mama, right? So you, like, I'm not going to say you guys are meant for each other. I'm saying you were the issue, right? You were the barrier for her to be happy to be with the man she's supposed to be with.
Yeah, but she's not happy. So how does that work out?
That's another barrier she has to push through until she's happy. You know?
Okay.
So that's, you know, there's just so many morals and lessons you can learn from a show about 106-year-old vampires dating like an 18-year-old girl.
Interesting.
16 to 18-year-old girl. You know, where there's like a crazy amount of, I was trying to think of the word like prominent, but I don't, yeah, that's probably what I want to say. A prominent amount of like alcohol and drug use in the show. And yeah. So that's all I got. That's my vampire.
Going on like the whole like, kind of pertains to this, but it doesn't pertain to this. As far as like destiny and, you know, girls and meeting people and things like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a promposal?
No, promposals weren't a thing when I was in school.
What are you talking? They've been a thing, I felt like, for like a very long time, like long before we were ever in school.
No, I feel like promposals became bigger like recently, the past 5 years, where it's essentially just like a kid makes a poster, you know, and like has your friends or like something around, and you ask a girl a prom that way.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so when I asked my first, like the first time I asked a girl a prom, I bought one single rose. I wrote a little like letter, like asking her to prom. And I stuck it in her locker, you know, cause I was like a thief kind of, you know, where I could pickpocket and break locks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, cause I was cool, with my striped sweaters and, you know, so I just like snuck to the locker. I opened it, put the letter and rose there. And then, she's like, oh, that's really sweet. But, I was already asked. So, see you, loser.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because I meant to send you a TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and it was of, so have you seen the ones where like you're driving down the road and then like this person has a sign up?
Like billboards and stuff?
A billboard, or like they're going underneath the bridge and somebody has like a sign on the bridge or something.
Oh yeah. I've seen videos like that, or
there's, you know, a girl and a guy that's driving, and the guy's driving,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden the girl just kind of like looks and she's squinting. She's like, what is that? And like, she kind of mouths off. She's like, go to prom with me. She's like, and then she like, she's like, wow, that's really, that's like the worst way for somebody to get asked to the prom. Like, that's just really, really shitty.
Yeah.
And like, you just see the guy's face just kind of like, you could just tell he's like super sad.
Mm-hmm.
And and then he goes, oh, okay. And like, she turns to him. She's like, wait a second. Like, then she like realizes, she's like, wait, was that you asking me? And he goes, yeah, kind of. That was definitely me. And then she just starts bawling so hard because she just called it shitty, and that was like this stupidest way to ask somebody to prom.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was actually really funny. Like, it's heartbreaking, but it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, because I'm like, this would totally happen to me.
Right.
And the fact that he just didn't say anything, like the whole thing got caught, and he was just like sitting there, like waiting for the reaction.
Well, what are you supposed to do, right? Like, you just sit there, wait. And, you know, her reaction's like, oh, that sucks. You know,
yeah.
You have to play it off like, yeah, that's really dumb. It's like those people who write messages in the sky with airplanes and stuff. Like, will you marry me? And everyone just thinks it's for them. But, like, of course, there's that one person who's like, oh, this is stupid.
Yeah. Somebody on here is saying her username is Little Paws. We're saying they're big in Oregon. Sorry. I graduated in 2010 and they were a big thing.
Prom proposals?
So, yeah.
She's a liar. I graduated in 2010. That girl's a liar, 100%.
I feel like every school is different.
Okay. Maybe it was a West Coast thing.
Maybe.
Or I mean, that's maybe
really
I was...
That's not even really... Texas or Oregon. I keep thinking Texas because Always Smiley on here said that she was from Texas and they were big down there.
Mm.
They always had them.
I don't believe it. You know, yeah. I was saying this to my cousin the other day. The cool thing about like statements and facts is, especially like on Facebook, I can say something like absurd, you know, or promposals haven't been a thing for like 3 years. And now someone can argue with me and I can just like plead ignorance, like, oh, show me the proof or I don't believe you. And just like totally shift off whatever it is.
Because you know that they can't prove it?
Yeah. Or even if they do prove it, I'm like, oh, no, that's fake. It's bias. It's fake news.
Yeah, but I think it's more so now because, you see it more now. Like, it's more with everybody video, like, having their cameras and stuff like that.
You're right. I think maybe the promposal is more for the social media. Like, oh, look what this person did. Rather than a real promposal should just be, you know, from the heart. Like, hey, go to prom with me because I love you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This person also said someone baked a cake and wrote the words prom on it. Prom question mark.
It's not prom, it's a cake.
Is going the distance. I would not bake a cake.
No, like, what about buying a cake? Is that also cool?
Buying a cake?
Yeah, like you just buy a cake from Tops or Wegmans.
Yeah. I would do that for anything.
Mm.
Like any question, anything what? Like that.
Wednesday question mark? No. No, it's Friday.
Yeah. Oh, fine, you just throw the cake.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have it because it's Friday.
You're so dumb.
Sorry.
You have to wait till next Wednesday. Wait 4 days. Oh. I've had a carrot in my mouth this entire time. I really want to eat it, but you're gonna yell at me if I have a crunch. So I'm just gonna suck on this carrot for the next 32 minutes.
Amelia is saying that her date forgot that they went to that he forgot that he went to prom with her.
Mm-hmm. Like your boyfriend or something?
Yeah, yeah. After they had a kid together.
Oh, really?
Was it Amelia? Yeah. Sorry, I can't really talk. That's funny, though.
That's that bad, like, boyfriend, bad husband thing where you forget, like, oh, yeah, we've been together for so many years.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be kind of easy to forget, like, the exact number. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of, like, you need to know the exact date. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, you seem like a bad male, like, relationship partner, or I'm, like, a good relationship partner. So I remember those things. No, it's just, you know, that's the difference between us.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
My friend got asked over a text. Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask at all. I was just like, yeah, I thought that we were just going. Why, are you going to buy the tickets or do you want me to buy the tickets? That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, you had to ask. I'm kind of upset because I feel like I definitely would have, but I didn't. But I guess you're right. Like, I wasn't aware of that being a thing, or I totally would have done it.
You know, social media wasn't that big back then, so we didn't know all the fads.
It was. It just was different.
The only thing I was concerned about with social media was who is my top eight on MySpace. And maybe how to make my profile picture on Facebook.
MySpace was still around then?
Yeah, it was like the tail end of it. You know?
That's funny.
But, yeah, I think if I look up, I can still see, like, I'm sure MySpace was just, like, during high school. And then Facebook popped up when I, like, got into college.
Oh.
So.
So, to kind of do a complete switch here, I'm going to want to enter in a new segment. I didn't really know how to do this, but I figured who better than the two 20-year-olds or two people in their 20s to give advice.
Right.
Mid-20s. To give advice, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I looked up on Reddit today, which I'm not a big fan of Reddit. I don't really know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how, like, whatever. But I looked it up, and I got two things here that it's kind of interesting. And this one was actually posted today. And so basically the title goes, my 24-year-old female coworker told everyone we had sex. We didn't. I have no interest in her help. And here's the backstory of it.
Cool.
So it reads, I've known her for a bit. She's cute, not going to lie, but I don't date coworkers. She's naturally outgoing and she works in my department, so we're always talking. We hang out at lunch on our break since we have similar interests. I do not have any desire to sleep with her or date her. At no point in time have I ever hinted at that or flirted. I come into work yesterday and my boss pulls me into the office and gives me a stern warning on how I need to cool my jets and not sleep with my coworkers or he's going to fire me. And everyone is acting like we had sex and are dating. I've told them we are not and nothing has happened. I have not hung out with her outside of work. I don't text her or have her on Facebook, but people think I'm sleeping with her now. How the fuck do I fix this? My job could be on the line. She's conveniently away from work. I don't know what else to do. I'm getting mad because I kind of need the job like bad.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah.
So.
That's a situation.
Right? And what's interesting, though, to me is that it's a female doing it to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's a guy.
Right.
It doesn't say on here if it's a guy or a girl, but I'm going to assume that it is a guy. Right? If it was me, I would probably just be like, listen, at this point, if you're going to lie about it, we might as well actually do it. Right?
Yeah. That's how you solve it.
You blackmail her.
All right, or people were doing it, actually do it that way. You know, there's some truth to your statement. I'm not a liar.
I don't want to be a liar, so we might as well actually make it happen.
Yeah,
it was either that or, in my mind, you know, if you really wanted to, and this is getting a borderline legal or not, you just basically sit there. You go when she does come back, you just talk to her and with your phone recording or something, and like in private.
I don't think you're allowed to record people without their knowledge. Like, you need their consent.
But how does that work with, like, evidence and stuff? What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. That can be...
Do you think people actually go to court because they're in a dispute on whether they had sex or not?
No, like, I don't think...
I know that's, like, a thing, because that's called rape, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying... I'm just saying, like, could that actually be a thing? I don't know. I guess that's exactly what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. So in New York... It's called the eavesdropping law. If you record someone in person or over a telephone without their consent, it is considered a felony for recording them.
Really?
Yep. So I doubt that they will actually accept that evidence in a court of law.
Hmm. Damn.
Yeah. So you can stop recording me all the time when we're hanging out. I don't consent to it.
Fuck. I had so many good things, too.
I know. Yeah.
See, what's funny to me, though, is she had to have told everybody. Like, the boss knows?
I feel if you just tell, like, one or two people, things spread, right? If you tell the right person, things can spread like wildfire.
Yeah. I can just imagine being the boss. Like, yo, I'm going to have to fucking fire you because I wanted a piece of that ass.
Yeah. Yo, how was it? Because I've been trying to date her for, like, 8 years now, and every time I ask her out, she's like, oh no, I'm really into it. That's what it is. She was using it as an excuse to why she could, like, not be hit on by someone else. Like, oh yeah, my my good buddy at work. Yeah, we've been like, and she probably just said like, oh, we've just been dating and seeing each other every so often.
Yeah, we just have been banging in the janitor's closet.
Yeah. Right.
That's just conveniently, that's right next to your office. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So that's
yeah, she, yeah, the boss just keeps on hitting on her, and so she finally just had to like spill the beans. Like, no. Me and Brad, we're a thing. We fuck.
Yeah.
And that's why he just gets pissed off and spreads a rumor.
Mm. And that's why I threatened to fire her. Like, oh, he took my girl. I can't handle this.
I don't even have her on Facebook. How old is this guy? I want to know. Don't even have her on Facebook. Because I feel like Facebook is so... For like, if the guy's 24 too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't even have her on Facebook, okay? I only have like my mom and my aunt and stuff on there.
Yeah. I have my...
Only for the people I did have sex with.
You're so gross. I appreciate
so moving it. What's up?
You're so gross, but I appreciate it.
So, moving on to the second one that I have.
Mm.
It said, my dad, who's 55, is openly jealous about me.
Yeah, I understand. He's old, and you're not.
The guy that's writing this is 20.
Okay, yeah.
So it is a guy. So it's a dad being jealous of his son who's 20 years old. I did not read this one, so this is the first time I want to see this one. I just saw it.
Is this from the dad's perspective or the son's perspective?
I want to say it's from the son's perspective.
Okay. This is weird then. The son's like, oh yeah, my dad's super jealous of me.
Okay, so it's from the son's perspective. So it goes, so he first started being like this around when I started dating my second girlfriend who was 19, which was around 10 months ago. I was going out and expanding my social circle, and he would always make comments about how I'm living my prime, how he remembers the days, etc. I thought nothing of it and chalked it up to old man nostalgia talk. Mm-hmm. But then I got a job offer at a summer camp he worked at for years around my age. My brother, 18, also got the job. For a handful of weeks, he was drinking every night and would go on a tirade of how he is so proud but so jealous of the two of us and seemed to be a bit resentful. They spelled resentful wrong.
Mm.
He cannot stop talking about how he used to be in those days and more sappy nostalgia talk. However, the other night I overheard some stuff that bothered me and invoked me to come here, which is why the hell would you come to Reddit? He was drunk talking on the phone to someone about my current girlfriend who's 20, saying some pretty weird stuff about how hot she was, how lucky I am to be... okay, hold on. How lucky I am to be fucking these girls. really weirded me out and made me angry. How do I tell him to stop with the sad nostalgia talk and telling other people about my personal life?
I love this story. You know, I think it just, you know, as you get older, right? And this reminds me of someone we played volleyball with, because he told me, and I think he's like 40-ish now. He's like, you know, if I can, I'm gonna sow my oats anywhere I can. You know, but when you're young, like you're selective with what you can do. You know, so like if I were you, do what you want, take care of do anything you want to, you know, because at my age at 40, you know, and here he is all nostalgic and trying to still sow his oats, you know, just trying to get whatever he can. I think it's the same thing for this old man. He's living vicariously through his son.
I mean, he's 55.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you could go through that. I guess that's like a midlife thing. But I mean, that's...
Yeah. I guess as a
you're so lucky for fucking these girls. Dad, I only have one girlfriend.
Son,
what are you talking about?
Son, I want to talk to you.
Don't tell Megan.
Yeah, son, I know your secret. You're seeing like the girls right now. That's the part of the story the guy isn't telling on Reddit. Like how he's actually cheating on his girlfriend and just bringing girls over all the time. He just wants to look like a good guy in the story.
Yeah, he doesn't want this getting out, so he thought that he would come here and make a whole story out of it. This guy's probably like an author.
Yeah.
Oh man, if I just say this is my dad, you know, I can make him sound like he's drunk.
Right. He's just putting like book ideas out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. A son and his father fight over the same girl.
That is really weird though. I can't imagine myself ever saying something like that. Like I can't. Like that's so weird.
Yeah. So like I know I have older uncles who are like kind of creepy towards like younger girls. Like you know, our age, not, you know, teenagers and stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, for some guys, it just never kicks off. Like, oh, yeah, I got a Yeah, focus on women my own age.
Aren't those the creepy uncles that... sorry, I got distracted. Aren't those the uncles that, like, never had, like, a girlfriend or never had, like, a wife or anything like that? Because why is it always, like, a creepy uncle? Like, that's what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. I know uncles that usually don't have, like, a good love life, right? Or still, at, like, 40 years old, is still single. Like, they're the ones that never got their life together, right? Right. So to them, it's kind of like they're living in the only thing they have remembering is they're kind of, like, looking back and thinking that maybe they're 20 years old.
Right.
And then being, like, a guy, like, we know somebody when we went to Chicago that was just straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he has a family and a wife.
Yeah.
And a great business. He was just openly staring.
Yeah.
And then got kicked out.
I think it's when you, even as you age, you don't see yourself as 55 or see yourself as 30, right? You see yourself as like a 25-year-old. It's just your body can't, you know, handle, you know, the sports or the activity or, you know, drinking or whatever it is, right? Like your body doesn't cooperate with where your mind is at.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'll never get there because I'm never going to be old. I'm just going to stay this age forever.
See, that's where this dad is, right? He's in the same mindset. This is what you're going to do to Liam, your son. Liam's going to bring home his first girlfriend when he's like 18. Like, hey, dad, check out Mary here. She's 18. She's the love of my life. And you're just there, bald, beer gut. Like, oh, man, quite a looker you got, Liam. Nice.
Why would I talk like that?
Oh, you start smoking and you got like a heavy, hoarse voice now.
See, this is what's weird to me, though.
Yeah,
I know. Like, he's drunk and that he's saying these things to other people, right? And it sounds like it's escalating to a point where I feel like he's just going to like ask his son right outright, like, hey, how's that pussy? Is it popping? Am I right? Like, that's what I feel like it's leading up to.
Let your old man take this one, son.
Yeah, why don't... Yeah. Or next thing you know, you hear some fumbling and you look over and you just hear the door close right away because like he was like peeking in, like he's being weird.
Right.
Like, that's like... I don't mean to get dark, but...
You're just making plans for your future, that's all.
Yeah, I'm trying to think ahead of what not to do.
How not?
Maybe by then I'm going to have so much good technology, I can have like this... I'll wire in like this super tiny camera.
Again, like we're getting that legal thing where you're recording people without their consent. So you keep going back to that scenario, and I just don't think you know it's wrong.
Right? I don't know that it's wrong.
Yeah, but I've told you twice now, at least.
Yeah, you told me, but you're just a math teacher. Like, what are you like? I might as well what they don't know won't hurt them. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not using it at that point. Think about all the people that might have have video of you. You know, you work in an area where people could be, you know, taking videos of you all the time. You don't know about that.
Yeah. But it's wrong, and we can both agree it's wrong, right?
I mean, sure.
Okay. I mean, you're on the stage of understanding that recording people is wrong, so it's baby.
Amelia is saying that there's always a creepy uncle and a peeper in the locker room in school. That peeper would probably be this dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably how he met his wife. She thought it was that weird cuteness. Yo, why doesn't he bring this up to his mom? Like, yo, dad's kind of acting weird.
Like, yeah, mom, have you noticed dad just like staring at my girlfriend for a while and like, you know, keeps asking to like get photos of us when we're out like parks and stuff, but he always wants my face cropped out of it. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've definitely met older people like that are a little, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. Also feel like you become more comfortable. Like, I feel like now I'm 10 times more comfortable than I was, say, 5 years ago with just talking to anybody in general.
Yeah.
But then I think as you get older, you almost become too comfortable. And I think in situations like that, and it's just kind of like, that to me is where I become more conscious of what I'm doing.
Right.
Still be comfortable on what I, like how I talk.
Mm-hmm.
But not what I necessarily say. You know what I mean?
Right. I get you. It's like as you gain more weight in your belly and get your hoarse voice going on, you get more comfortable. I understand.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of weight gain, I find myself getting hangry nowadays, right?
Like, really?
Yeah, and it's not like I'm like overly hungry. Like I'll eat breakfast and then like a few hours later, like my head will just hurt. I think it's because during this quarantine, I'm like eating more candy, and like my mother or like my dad will like drop off chocolate or Coca-Cola or something.
Oh, so you're getting like a whole bunch of sugar rush, but you're not actually getting legitimate food.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm eating more and more food, right? I've probably never eaten better. But like, it's because they keep giving me all this freaking sugar, and I don't buy it myself. Like, I just went to the grocery store today, and I avoided all like anything sugary. But like, they bring it in, and like, I think to myself, like, I have to get this out of the house, otherwise I'm just gonna like crave it nonstop. And what I realized was my idea of how to get rid of it, like Swiss cake rolls or zebra cakes, is I just eat them, right? Yeah. So like, I had two Swiss cake rolls today because I'm trying to get rid of them, and I realized like, it's long term, I'll have less sugar, but you know, today I've got like 800 calories of sugar coursing through my veins. You know, I'm like wired.
So you're saying that you're gaining weight?
No, I don't think I'm gaining weight at all, but I think I'm getting diabetes, like a skinny diabetic.
I said I did the opposite and I lost weight.
Yeah. No, like I know I'm losing muscle from not being able to work out as much or like as hard, but like my stomach isn't like growing or anything. It's just I think I'm feeling the effects of candy and pop. And I also have a Red Bull addiction.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, my girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, weren't you yelling at me the one time about drinking Red Bull?
Yeah, probably. I mean, before this quarantine, the only time I really had Red Bull was when I was driving back from Colorado, at like 36 hours straight, and I was in Ohio, and I started like chugging Red Bull to get some energy to come back. But then Jackie bought like a 24 pack or something of the sugar-free Red Bull, and she'll bring it over for when she works out, and I'll steal sips, or I'll go in her trunk and like steal cans and stuff. So I like my, and I have to hide them because she'll know, like, oh, I'm missing a Red Bull, I must have had one. Little does she know, like, I stole her cans of caffeine juice. Yeah, so I think that's why my sleep's messed up.
That's why I don't understand why you would drink Red Bull while working out.
Oh, no, I just like to drink it for fun.
Oh,
because I like the taste. I don't really.
It is. I feel like it's an acquired taste, and acquired taste sometimes is like the best taste.
Yeah, like I don't think it's so much like, oh yeah, I like the effects of the caffeine, because I don't feel it that much, but it's that taste is delicious.
Somebody on here is asking for a quick advice.
Mm-hmm.
So, what advice do you give a new person who is new to TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
His friends say that he's too old. Is it a he? Yeah, his name is Joe. I'm going to assume your name is a he.
Joe.
I guess it depends on how old you are.
Is it J-O or J-O-E?
It says J-O. It's a big, long thing, but in the first three letters is spelled Joe.
I hope it's... Okay. Okay, here we are.
I don't even know if he's here anymore. This thing's been fluctuating like a lot. Oh, he's 34. Joel or Joel. I don't know. 34 is not that old. It's not that old at all. I would assume, are you eating carrots right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 34 is not that old for one. And two, it's kind of hard at the beginning, honestly. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Because if you're not this hot girl or this, I don't know, 20-year-old with a six pack, you're not going to get anywhere right away. But if you kind of just keep plugging away and just kind of be yourself, the followers will come, and they just kind of, I don't know, they kind of just compile. Because I woke up this morning and how I told you that I reached 6.2.
Yeah, 6.2
people. Saturday. Yeah, 16.2 people.
Yeah.
Followers. I'm at 16.7 followers.
Nice.
So they compile, just kind of become your own, I don't know, be yourself. I that's the only way to explain it. There's really no formula. You definitely can't follow those trends that you see on there of all these young people, though. That's definitely, you can't do that. Hip thrust a few times, that works, and he knows, he's watched me do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, I just want to quit my day job and become famous. See, now that is what you can't focus on, then nothing will happen.
Yeah,
but
except the way your life is now, it will never get better.
Always be really shitty.
Yeah, you've plateaued, and then you'll hit 70, right? And you'll retire, and you just kind of ride it out till the end.
He's gonna ride it out.
Yeah,
Yeah. Hey from Boston. Hey from Western New York.
Oh, don't tell me where I am.
I had more jokes, but I feel like the time has passed now.
Yeah. You're not good on like the whole timing thing, right?
I get to see seeing these people seeing like doing a live too, like I catch what they say, so sometimes I zone out real quick.
Mm.
But I like doing it.
Yeah, I don't think you're good at the whole multitasking, right? Like,
no.
Yeah. Like I'm
from Boston, but live in LA. Oh, why are you in Boston then? For that,
people can work in Boston but be from somewhere else. Jeez, Jason.
Yeah, but
have you ever heard of Tom Brady? Tom Brady.
Yeah,
is
I get
from
that, but they're
California.
Just but they just said hi from Boston.
Yeah, he's,
so why would you say hi from Boston?
He's probably physically in Boston right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Oh, but I'm actually from LA." Like, "Oh, cool." He knows what sunlight is like. We don't.
Yeah. Everywhere knows where sunlight is like.
Yeah. Man. All right. Do you have anything more?
Oh, he's visiting family and heading back to LA at 8 a.m. Oh.
Oh.
Tomorrow. Look at that. Was there anything else you wanted? I feel like I had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a lot has happened. A lot of information has been processed since I got home from work. I kind of forget a few things that I was talking about. This is what I hate. Like, I do write it down. I write down a few things, but as the day progresses, I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just forget to write it down. Because then I think, I'm like, oh, no, this is funny. I'm not going to forget it.
And then you forget it. Yeah.
I feel like the best time for me to do this is actually at, like, best time for me to do anything is always at, like, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm. I mean, if you feel that way. I think of an idea. I text it to myself or I write it down. And I'm like, oh, cool. Now I can't forget. I can go on with my day. And then I come back to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I did, like I said, I started to write down. Like, I had an idea this morning, and I started to write down certain things, and then I didn't write down any other idea.
Oh. This is part of the podcast where you talk about the podcast.
Yeah. You can tell this is getting to the end when we talk about the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
But it's only 33 minutes. You gotta have a story other than your stupid vampire diaries.
No, I've decided that I'm turning my segment of the show into a Vampire Diaries recap, even though people have been watching this for like years and the show is already over, but I'm catching up on it now. It'd be like, imagine watching the Golden Girls for the first time and you're all jazzed about it, right? Everyone's already seen the Golden Girls, but now they're hearing about it again through your voice.
I don't think anybody is still watching the Golden Girls.
People still watch the Golden Girls. Trust me. My mom. No, people.
Yeah, your mom.
Yeah, my mom does. People from work do. Like, and they're all like 40 plus for sure. But
Shauna just said that her 14-year-old sister just started watching Vampire Diaries. So you and a 14-year-old girl have something in common.
Awesome.
Now. How does that make you feel?
I'm gonna start like a blog website about it, and just can't interact with a bunch of, I assume it's all teenagers and 20-year-olds. Obviously all girls. All
right. A lot of people are proving me wrong here.
What?
Everyone still watches the Golden Girls. I'm 26.
Thank you. Damn it. Thank you, everyone. All 16.2 of you.
It's not how many are on here. Right now there's 9 people.
All 9 of you.
I'm literally binging, what does that say? GG right now? I don't know what GG right
Golden
now.
Girls, dumbass.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting too old.
You should start watching Golden Girls.
Now James says that I do. Look at that.
See, you know what? Vampire Diaries and Golden Girls. That's what this podcast is about. You got Blanche, the young girl who, like, you know, she's very sexual. She's promiscuous. Takes home a lot of men. Dorothy, the smart, stubborn woman. Rose, White. Hold on, I'm going to explain the show to you right now. Betty White.
I know.
Naive.
I know what Golden Girls is.
Clearly not, though. And then you got.
No, I do know what it is. But I think like what it is like you have Vampire Diaries, and and then you have like Golden Girls. So maybe it's like what everybody looks like in the future. I don't know. I guess I haven't really watched anyone.
No, like Golden Girls is all women. It's just four females who live together because of economic hard times, and they all just live in Florida. They go around banging dudes. One girl is pestered by her ex-husband. who eventually dies, and then they all like go their separate ways after like five seasons, and then they run a hotel together in the Golden Palace years.
So not only am I getting proved wrong here, but everyone, I'm getting Rose is my spirit animal, Blanche is my personality.
Oh, oh, gross.
I'm Sophia through and through.
Sophia's the old lady who was actually the youngest actress, but the oldest character. Lots of toot on that one. Stories about
really?
The homeland, yeah. Yeah.
So there's also, so I heard a rumor going around that Judge Judy died, only to hear that it wasn't Judge Judy, it was the, it was her assistant.
Oh.
That's a pretty big mess up.
Yeah. You hear about Kim Jong-un? He might have died.
Nope. Who's that?
He's the leader of
North Korea. I'm kidding.
Nah, I don't, I'm not surprised by you anymore. Yeah. So, yeah, it's unclear if he's dead or not.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I think Seth Rogen and James Franco killed him. I'm not sure. I was watching a documentary on Netflix how they interviewed him, and he blew up in a helicopter or something. So that's a movie called The Interview. It's a comedy.
I know.
You remember that? They wouldn't play it in theaters because people were so worried about like terrorist attacks.
I heard about that, but I wanted to see the movie, but I haven't actually seen it.
It's on Netflix. It's like 90 minutes.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, it's hard for me to watch any movies anymore because by the time I put Liam to bed, it's like I want to try getting to bed by like 10 o'clock. And so most movies are like 2 hours or more long. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get interested in, or I'm going to fall asleep and I'm going to need to try watching it again tomorrow. And I don't like doing that.
You should watch it in installments, kind of like TV shows.
Well, no, then I'm just going to binge watch it.
Well, learn self-control.
That's my issue. I don't have self-control.
Yeah, I can see. That's why I have a child.
Hi-yo! All right, let's wrap this up before I have another one.
Child?
Yeah, did you see what I did there?
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah, you're on your way. You know, now you just work on hitting on your son's girlfriends and stuff.
Amelia is saying that this podcast is Advice Column, Vampire Diaries, Golden Girls, 50 Shades, and pictures y'all send.
I resent that. We never once discussed 50 Shades.
We mentioned it. So in my previous live, I did probably talk about 50 Shades of Grey for like an hour. But the conversation surrounded it for like an hour.
What the hell are you doing not by yourself talking about 50 Shades of Grey?
On my live.
Yeah. You're just showing people in your house, like, hey guys, here's the extra bedroom. I'm going to turn it into the red room from 50 Shades. I already have like the thing where you tie people up to it, or like, here's the mattress. So I plan on using people.
Yeah, I'm just on my live asking, like, would this work out? Could this be a good restraint?
What color should the mattress be? Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to make the vibe here just really, you know, really kind of scary but comfortable at the same time. I don't know how to get that.
Yeah, I just keep watching 50 Shades Freed, but I don't get it. I don't understand how to make it work.
Actually, I've only seen the first movie.
I think I saw the first one, parts of the middle one, and parts of the last one. Not exactly sure how it all goes.
Take me to the red room.
Oh, gross. Yeah. All right. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but I did a good job of not swearing this time. So I'm quite proud of myself.
Yeah. I felt very low key right now, though.
I felt exposed. You know, like I was being recorded the whole time without my consent. You know, knowing that people I know found out about this podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But
that's pretty funny, actually.
I did a good job. All right. Thank you for joining us on our second episode of Deuces. Come back next week and we'll talk about more Vampire Diaries, Golden Girls, and Jason hitting on his future son's girlfriends. Future girlfriends. That's the way you phrase it.
Yes, that is definitely prominent, though. Like, that is one of the first... That has to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need ideas how to go about it without getting, you know...
In trouble.
In trouble. Yeah. Yep. Also, because I should have mentioned this in the beginning, if for some reason this podcast sounds weird, it's because we're doing it separately, and it's kind of over a phone call, and so sometimes if we both talk at the same time, that's why one of us sounds weird.
And also, I'm eating carrots, so...
You're also eating carrots, but I just want to let you know that. Yeah, so pretty much what he said. Thanks for listening, and thanks for watching. And we will see you next week.
Deuces.
Deuces.